Yo, what's good, everybody, and welcome back to the CJ Experience. I'm your host, CJ Hutchinson, and this week we're going to be talking about do these five things before 7 p.m. and your life will never be the same. You can do them before or after, your choice. You know, dependent, you know, it kind of depends, you know, I guess when you go to, you know, what time you'd be working in the morning. You know, some people will be getting up early, so you know, before 7 might be better. Some people go to bed late, so after 7 might be better, but it's your choice. All right, the first thing you should do is reflect. So answer these three simple questions. The first question, what happened today that I'm grateful for? So, I don't know, I guess kind of today, you know, I'm thankful for just for waking up this morning, you know. I wasn't feeling too good today. It's actually kind of crazy because, like, I was not really feeling good. I had like some sort of like something in my throat, like some sort of, I don't know what it is. And then there's something on my lip, like the inner lip. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like today it kind of sucked, but I got through today. You know, I made it. I'm thankful, you know, I'm blessed to see another day, but that's what I'm grateful for today, you know, just being able to go to work and, you know, just waking up. The second thing, which actions move me towards my goals? So every Monday, you know, like I said, is this, I'll be recording my podcast every Monday night. So, you know, I'm working on that. You know, another thing I'm doing towards my goals, and I finally finished my demo reel. So that was something I was trying to talk a long time, like talk to y'all about, but I need to edit it. And then obviously I need to audition for stuff and just, you know, find work basically, because it's something I want to do. But, you know, I'm doing something every day to reach my goal, because like I said, this is something I want to do. And then number three, are there any changes I can make? And then you kind of, you know, you can ask yourself, like, kind of today, like, what was something, you know, something you can do? So I guess for me, changes I can make, I can, like I said, start auditioning a lot more. Like I said, start taking it seriously, because it's something I want to do. You know, I'm not just like, I'm obviously doing this for fun right now, but my goal is literally to do this full time. So not my podcast per se, but like voiceover work is why I made my demo reel, because that's what I want to do. So, you know, I'm finally like doing something, you know, it took me 2 years later, but you know, finally happened, you know, finally spoke into existence and I took action and I took care of it. So I'm excited to share my demo reel with y'all whenever I finish editing and everything. So, but these questions are like really good because they strike a balance between gratitude and self-improvement. You ask yourself these questions every day and yeah, you'll like, I don't know, you'll learn something, you'll gain something, some knowledge. Be like, you know what, like I'm thankful for this. And then you'll be like, you know, I did this today to help me towards reach my goal. And then any changes, be like, you know, maybe I can do this. So, all right, the second one is disconnect. Imagine trying to park a car that's going 70 miles per hour. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, you already know it's ridiculous. That's essentially what you're doing when you're hammering your brain with work and TikTok videos until the moment you go to bed. Toss your phone, get off the computer, let the car slow down. Yeah, disconnecting. Oh my gosh. Like, okay, so this I can relate to back growing up in Maryland. You know, my dad being in the military, you know, he disciplined me and my brothers. So basically 30 minutes before I went to bed, I wasn't allowed to be on my iPod, because I didn't get a phone, like a smartphone, till high school, basically like sophomore year. So basically 30 minutes before bed, I wasn't allowed to be on like my phone or playing the game or whatever. And then, you know, I noticed, I was like, yeah, I was sleeping like really well. Because then when I went to college, I was like, yeah, my parents are here, I'm gonna do whatever I want. Some nights I'd have bad sleep because I'd be staying up late. You know, other nights it would depend. It would be okay, but I did not want to do that every single night. but disconnecting for sure. Oh my gosh. It clears your mind, obviously, but not just that, but like it just makes you get to like get back into the real world, like I said, before you fall asleep. You disconnect, fall asleep, and then yeah, I mean usually everybody the first thing in the morning they be grabbing their phone to check what's on Twitter, Snapchat, social media, whatever. But yeah, at least before bed, you can if you want to, sure, you can hop on your phone first thing in the morning. But before bed, yeah, like before you go to bed, you should disconnect at least 30 minutes before, you know. Not a lot of people do it. Most people be on the game and they go right to sleep, you know. I mean, I guess that's okay, but you know, it's just a lot better to just give yourself some break time before, you know, from seeing the screen to going to sleep. So, all right, number three, plan for tomorrow. A productive day starts the night before. The simple act of writing down your three biggest to-do list items can create massive momentum for the day ahead. So, yeah, you know, everybody has daily tasks they have to do. So, for instance, last week I had a whole bunch of stuff I needed to do. I needed to, like, do work stuff for my job. I needed to do retirement stuff. I needed to get my car fixed. I needed to, like, work, do my budget. I had literally, and there was probably a couple other things I needed to do that I can't tell you off the top of my head, but I had a whole bunch of things last week, right? I didn't write them down, but I was like, all right, oh, I need to like record my podcast. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna do these things these days. In my head, at first I was like, I'm gonna do this on Monday, all of it. And then I was like, nah, this ain't it. I'm gonna spread it out Monday and Tuesdays, split it in 2 days. So I did it, you know, three, I think it was six things in total. So I did three things on Monday and three things on Tuesday. And then, man, I felt good. I felt productive. I was like, man, I'm done. And I was like, and this next week, like, I get to chill. I get to relax, you know. I don't have any of this stuff. I can do my podcast. I can work on my demo reel, editing it. And, you know, I can basically do auditions and stuff. But it's no rush right now, right? So my podcast is something I'm doing, you know, just grinding on every week, you know, till the new season, you feel me? Got some new things in store, so. But yeah, definitely planning for tomorrow is so good. You know, right before you go to bed, it's good. You know, obviously, some of us, you know, we have our days, like some, you know, some of our days like are kind of already planned out and everything. You know, we wake up, go to work, and then we either, I don't know, go to a bar, go get some dinner, whatever people do after work. You know, everybody be doing their own thing, you know, go home, chill, watch TV, play video games. Everybody has their own way to unwind after a long day of work. So, but yeah, those are definitely a really, really good thing. So there's this little image and it shows basically, you know, you write your little schedule, you know, from 10 a.m. Let's say wake up at 10 a.m., right? And then your day's over. Let's say your work day is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., right? And then, yeah, like I said, afterwards, you know, you can decide what you're going to do. You know, if you got bills, pay, taxes, whatever you got to do, take care of it. Versus, you know, you just wake up and be like, oh, wait, I have all these things. And then, you know, it's not, you're not prepared. You know, you're way more prepared by having a plan and a schedule. All right, number four. This is kind of crazy. You take 20,000 breaths per day. Might as well make a few of them count. So this is really good. Try the 4-7-8 technique. Breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and slowly exhale for 8 seconds. One of the best ways to kill stress before bed. You know, I feel like a lot of us, you know, we got to like give ourselves a breather, you know, like we're adults. Most of us are adults, you know, we're working, you know, we're working 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. Some people be working 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever it is, you know, you always got to, you know, like I said, breathe, you know, like calm down, you know, take time for yourself, you know. And I get it, you know, every company is different. They're like, you got to be here for so long, you know, before you get vacation days. I get it. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not trying to be like worked to death, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you're not feeling well, let them know, hey, I ain't feeling well, I'm not coming in today. And I mean, if they got a problem with it, then that's their problem. It's not your problem, because they work you, you know, like they overwork you. You know, I get it. Like in this world, you know what I'm saying? To live, you have to work, you know what I'm saying? Like if you want to live in this world, you have to. If you don't work, you can't live, because you won't get money to get food, shelter, clothes, any of that stuff. So, you know, you always got to just keep grinding and just do the best you can do, basically. But yeah, you know, like I said, like take a breather, relax, man. Like, you know, take it in. That's what I do. So I work Monday through Thursday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, oh my gosh, I am the laziest person ever. Unless like one of my homeboys is like in my city and hits me up and wants to do something. Every Saturday, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is 99% of the time, 99.99% of the time, I'll be playing my game and watching anime. You can catch me that every weekend. And usually and during the week too, like I said, after work, Tuesday through Sunday are nice because I'm not recording, so I can, you know, just get off work. Well, Tuesday through Thursday during the work week is nice because I can just get off and then eat my dinner and hop on. Versus Monday, you know, I have to come in, record, eat, and then I hop on. I mean, it's not that long, but it just gives me more time, you feel me? So, all right, and the last one, this is number 5, read. Reading is the best way I've found to slow down my mind before bed. If nonfiction is too stimulating, try fiction. So it's like, I mean, you can kind of read whatever you want to read, you know, like Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, whatever your floats your boat. But it can be a big adjustment at first, but it's one of the best habits you'll ever build. Yeah, reading is actually a really good skill to have. And, you know, it's just like it opens your imagination. You know, a lot of people don't have that inner voice in their head, you know. And I feel like by reading a lot and stuff and doing, just having all that, you know, your imagination opens up and you can start, I feel like you'll be able to like start imagining more and be more creative. So, but yeah, reading though, it's so important. You know, that's what I need to start reading more. Like I'm gonna be keep it real with y'all. I do not really read. I mean, the only thing I read are mangas, and I haven't read a manga in a while, to be honest with you. But still, yeah, reading though, it is good. It's good for you. So, but I definitely want to start reading more, you know. And like I said, it can be anything. Like I said, I can read articles on voiceover stuff, you know, to like literally give me tips. I can read articles on, I don't know, business classes. I could do a whole bunch of things, you know. So it opens up a lot of different opportunities, basically. So, all right. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in this week. I hope y'all join me again next week as I talk about 6 addictions you must break to become your best self. I love and appreciate all of my fans. Y'all are amazing. And you can find my podcast by going to my Instagram at cjustice008. Click on my link tree, which is in my bio, and my podcast is called The CJ Experience. Y'all have a blessed day, and I'll see y'all next week. Take care.